Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father God. We bless you, Lord. We give you the praise. We give you the honor. We give you the glory, God. Hallelujah. Jesus. God, we bless you, Lord. We bless you, Lord. We bless you and we thank you, Lord God, for allowing us to be here. We thank you, Lord God, and we bless you, Lord God, and we thank you, Lord God, for everything that you've done and everything that you're going to do, God. We just thank you for allowing us to be here. We thank you for the strength in our bodies. We thank you, God, that you regulated our minds, Lord God. We just thank you, Lord God, for giving us the transportation we need, the hope that we need, the joy that we need, the love that we need, the encouragement that we need, the hope that we need. God, we just thank you. We thank you for watching over us, keeping us safe all during the night, during the day, traveling from here to there. God, we just thank you, Lord God, for watching over our families, our loved ones, our children. God, we thank you, Father God, because you just continue to bless us, Lord God. God, you bless us each and every day, Lord God, and you help us to move forward in you. And so, God, we just want to tell you thank you. We thank you, Father God, to be able to move, Father God, even in the pain, Father God. We just thank you because you give us the strength that we need, God, to keep pressing forward. God, you give us what we need to hear. You give us what we need to help us, to correct us, to get us back on track, God. You give us everything that we need, God. And we bless you on today. We give you glory, we give you praise, and we give you honor, God, because if without you, Lord God, where will we be? Where will we be? And God, you help all of us, Lord God. You not, Lord God, just concerned about just those, Lord God, that even come into your sanctuary, but you're concerned about each and every individual on this world. And so we just thank you, God, for caring so much about us, Lord God, and seeing about us and thinking about us and guiding us and directing us and helping us. God, we just thank you, Lord, that you open doors and you close doors. And, oh, God, you, God, move things out of the way, work behind the scenes. And you just bless us, Lord, and we just thank you for that today. We thank you, Father God, for even the blessings that you pour out on us, Lord God, and we don't even deserve it. God, we just appreciate it, Lord, and we just thank you, Lord. We thank you for ordering our steps and giving us clarity in some things, Lord God, and helping us to know which way to go and what to do, Father God. We just thank you for, Lord God, helping our children and our grandchildren, our mothers, our fathers, our sisters, our brothers, our uncles, our aunts, our nieces, our nephews, our cousins, second cousin, third generation, fourth generation. God, we just thank you that you see about all of us, Lord God, and you set things up. You set things up. Oh God, for victory, you set things up, Lord God, that we can be overcomers. You set things up, God, that we can learn from you, that we can learn who we are. We can learn what power that rests upon us and in us that works through us. Oh God, we just bless you for that setup. We thank you, Father God, for the setup. Father God, we thank you for what you're doing in our lives right now, God, and we may not even understand it. But Father God, we just thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord God, because we know, Father God, it's for our good, it's for our purposes, for our plan, it's, God, for everything to make us what you want us to be, not what we think, but it's to make us, Father God, and we just thank you, Lord God, that you never give up on us, and you keep seeing about us, Lord God. You see about us in every area of our lives, God, and we just appreciate you, Lord. We appreciate you, Father God, that you love us so much that you will go through every wall. You will tear down every yoke. And God, you will break every chain to get to us. You will do whatever it takes. And so we just bless you, Lord. We bless you, Lord. We bless you, Lord, that you care about every little thing that concerns us. You care just that much. God, we thank you that we can cast all our cares upon you. God, we thank you that we can give it all to you. We thank you that we can give it all to you, God. And we lay it at your feet, God, because we don't want to carry this stuff any longer. We don't want to keep treading, Father God, on thin Christ, Lord God. We don't want to keep going into the muck and the mire. We don't want to keep going into the dirt. But God, we need you. And we asking you, Father God, to help us to circumvent, Lord God, or Lord God, to go around these things and miss these pits. Father God, to help us to understand the test and the trial that we're in and to keep our eyes on you. Father God, to know, Father God, that you will give us everything we need to succeed. Matter of fact, you've already given it to us because you said in your word, God, you have already given us all the spiritual blessings. All we got to do is receive it and accept it in our heart. So God, in the name of Jesus, we're opening up our heart right now because we want to receive everything that you have for us, Lord God, through word, through deed, through action, however it comes. Oh God, give us a heart of acceptance, Lord God, that we receive it all. God, that is not just sitting there dormant, God, but Father God, we are ready, Father God, to move and go and do, Lord God, according to your will, your purpose, and your plan. Oh God, we're asking in the name of Jesus, give clarity and understanding. Oh God, and if it's not time because you don't want us to mess it up, you don't want us to tear stuff up, oh God, give us the patience that we need. Yes, I'm asking for your patience because it is part of it. It is part of it. The long suffering is part of it. Oh God, I'm asking you in the name of Jesus to help us to accept it all. And we can't just take bits and pieces, but we got to eat the whole roll. We got to take it all. So I'm asking you in the name of Jesus, help us to accept it all, because it's all for our making. It's all for our growth and maturity. It's all for us to help get to that purpose and the plan. Oh God, to learn of you, to mature in you, to grow in you. In the name of Jesus, God, we just bless you. We bless you, God. We bless you, Lord God, because we thank you. Lord God, we appreciate you. God, we don't want to disregard anything that you say. So prepare our hearts, God, for what is to come. Prepare our hearts, God, for what you have planned for us, even on tonight. Oh, God, give us a heart, Father God, to receive everything you have to say tonight. Oh, God, and even, Lord God, throughout our day, Father God, when you get to speaking, when you get to nudging, when you get to showing us things, God, let us not just turn, Father God, help us to have an ear to hear what your spirit is saying, God, and help us to have the courage to speak those things that are not, to speak those things that you are saying to us, to speak those things that you, God, oh God, are speaking right then and right now. Lord God, let us not disregard it, Father God, but to speak, Lord God. Speak, Lord God, the truth, to walk in the honesty, to walk in purity, to walk in the hope, to walk by faith and not by sight, to know, God, that you are God and you are always with us. You will never leave us nor forsake us. Oh, God, and no matter what comes, Lord God, you will always be there. You are our keeper. You are our friend. You are our brother, our father, our mother. You are everything that we need. Oh God, I'm asking you to share that with all the other people, those in our homes, those that are outside our homes, those, Lord God, that have walked away. Help them to remember who you are. God, help them remember, Father God, what you've done. Help them remember, Father God, oh God, the precious time they had with you, the encounters they had in you. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, I'm asking you, Lord, draw your people back to you. God, call them into your house, that they will hear, Father God, and get saved, get delivered, made free, oh God, and know that you are God. Oh God, call your people in, Father God, and heal their land. Heal the hurt and the pain on the inside, and let them not continue to walk in despair, lost hope, being damaged goods. Oh God, you like those that are damaged goods. You take those that were thrown away. You take those that were tossed. Oh God, instead of heart. Oh, you take them in. Father God, let them know, God, they're welcome here. They are welcome. It's up to them to accept, to choose. I ask God, touch their hearts, God, that they would choose you again. They would choose you again. That they would seek your face. That they would leave the world, the cares of this world. Oh God, that they would turn, Father God, from the world. It's so enticing. Oh God, it may be doing things, may be going good, but it will never be what you can do. It will never be like you can do. Oh God, touch the hearts. in the mind, in the name of Jesus, and help them remember who you are. You are King of Kings. You are Lord of Lords. You are everything. You are the Creator. You are the Alpha and Omega. You are I Am. You are the beginning and the end. You are everything. Regardless of what's going on around us, you are everything. And God, we respect you. We humbly say, Lord, we love you and appreciate everything that you do. In spite of us, you're always there. And you see about us, Lord, and we just thank you. We thank you, God. 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 God, thank you. Thank you for showing your hand. Thank you, God, that we're not judged by what we do or where we've been or what we've said. Thank you for being a righteous judge. Thank you, God, for being a loving God, merciful God. Thank you for your grace. God, we just thank you because you're so good to us. You're so good, and we bless you on today. Oh, God, and we just thank you for everything, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you. Touch those, Lord God, that are hurting right now, Lord. The pain on the inside, for whatever reason it may be, whether it's a loss of a loved one, or maybe, God, there's struggles in their marriage, or maybe, Father God, there's some disappointments that came, or God, where maybe there is some persecution, or maybe somebody acted out and did some things, Lord God, they never expected or thought that that person would do. God, I'm asking you to heal that pain on the inside. Help them to release it unto you and not hold on to it and cause resentment and bitterness and grudges and hate. God, I ask you in the name of Jesus, help them to release it all unto you and not carry those burdens, God, that they were not meant to carry. But help them to give it all over to you and be yoked up in you and know that you will carry it all for them in the name of Jesus. God, I ask, Lord, help your people on today. Oh, God, we just bless you. We thank you, Lord God, for everything that you're doing, even in our households, in our minds, the recreation that is taking place, the transformations. God, we just thank you, Lord God, for the regulating of our minds. God, we bless you, Lord. And God, we just thank you. We appreciate you. Cover us, Lord. Cover our families, our loved ones, and even those that we have not even seen in a while. You know where they are. We plead the blood of Jesus over their lives, their situation, their homes. If they have families, we plead the blood of Jesus over them now. Oh, God, we just bless you. We thank you, Lord. Thank you for allowing me to be here right now, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.